This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg leaves a legacy of rulings that define many crucial areas of American life, including economic issues such as the gap between what men and women are paid. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg graduated first in Columbia Law School's class of 1959 and struggled to find a job because it was perfectly legal to discriminate against women.
The first problem she had was getting interviewed.
Ginsburg biographer Jane Sharon D. Hart says even when Ginsburg got interviews, she didn't get the jobs. Ginsburg eventually started teaching, and she became director of the Women's Rights Project of the American Civil Liberties Union. Ginsburg argued 6 gender equality cases before the Supreme Court. She won 5. In the documentary RBG, Ginsburg mused about the arguments she made before the court as a young lawyer.
I did see myself as kind of a kindergarten teacher in those days because the judges didn't think sex discrimination existed.
She convinced them it did exist by arguing cases involving discrimination against men. Take the Social Security Act. It said widowed fathers weren't entitled to the benefits earned by their late wives. Ginsburg said that wasn't fair to men. The Supreme Court agreed. Fatima Goss-Graves heads the National Women's Law Center.
She was really able to blow up what up until that point had been very well accepted notions that it was okay for the law to treat men and women differently.
Ginsburg continued blowing up accepted notions after she was appointed to the Supreme Court in 1993. 3 years later, she wrote the majority opinion requiring Virginia Military Institute to admit women. In 2007, Ginsburg wrote a dissent that led Congress to pass the Lilly Ledbetter Fair Pay Act, which does away with limitations on how long workers have to file equal pay lawsuits. Julie Nelson is an economist at the University of Massachusetts, Boston.
And the more people that can fight discrimination, the more people can get their wages adjusted. And that helps narrow the wage gap.
Nelson says in the 1970s, men made 40% more than women. Now they make 20% more. There's still a pay gap, but Ruth Bader Ginsburg helped cut it in half. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.